from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping to kickstart your day with the motivation and inspiration you need.
365 days a year.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
My name is Chris Jags, and this is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. Before we kick off, can I just say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you all. This is a very special Christmas Day edition of the podcast to help give you some festive cheer, or at least try to. And you know, even if you're listening to this in the summer, hey, I hope you had a great Christmas. Or maybe I'm just a little bit early for the upcoming festive period. Now, if you are listening on the off chance on Christmas Day and you're battling the torn bits of wrapping paper on the floor, or maybe you stepped on little Johnny's new Lego set, ouch, done it before, it really hurts. Well, I have a funny story I came across that relates to a lot of parents. Those parents who have older kids especially, and if you hadn't had kids yet, there is plenty to come. So here we go. Dear Santa, I've been a good mum all year. I've fed, cleaned and cuddled my two children on demand. Visited the doctor's office more than my doctor, sold 62 cases of candy bars to raise money to plant a shade tree on the school playground, and even figured out how to attach 9 patches onto my daughter's Girl Scout sash with staples and a glue gun. I was hoping you could spread my list out over several Christmases. Since I had to write this letter with my son's red crayon on the back of a receipt in the laundry room between cycles, and who knows when I'll find any other free time in the next 18 years. Here are my Christmas wishes. I'd like a pair of legs that don't ache after a day of chasing kids in any colour except purple, which I already have, and arms that don't flap in the breeze, but strong enough to carry a screaming toddler out of the sweet aisle in the supermarket. I'd also like a waist, since I lost mine somewhere in the 7th month of my last pregnancy. If you're hauling big ticket items this year, I'd like a car with fingerprint resistant windows and a radio that plays only adult music. A television that doesn't broadcast any programs containing talking animals, and a refrigerator with a secret compartment behind the crisp bar where I can hire to talk on the phone. On the practical side, I could use a talking daughter doll that says, "Yes, Mummy," to boost my parental confidence, along with one potty trained toddler, 2 kids who don't fight, and 3 pairs of jeans that will zip all the way without the use of power tools. I could also use a recording of the Tibetan monks chanting, "Don't eat in the living room, and take your hands off your brother," because my voice seems to just be out of my children's hearing range, and can sadly be only heard by the dog. And please don't forget Play-Doh Travel Pack, the hottest stocking stuffer this month for mothers of preschoolers. It does come in 3 fluorescent colours and is guaranteed to crumble any carpet, making the in-laws' house seem just like mine. If it's too late to find any of these products, I'd settle for enough time to brush my teeth and comb my hair in the same morning, or the luxury of eating food warmer than room temperature without it being served in a styrofoam container. If you don't mind, I could also use a few Christmas miracles to brighten the holiday season. Would it be too much trouble to declare ketchup as a vegetable? It'll clear my conscience immensely. It would also be helpful if you could make my children to help around the house without demanding payment. It's like they think they're part of an organised crime family. Or if my toddler didn't look so cute sneaking downstairs to eat the contraband ice cream in his pyjamas at midnight. Well, Santa, the buzzer on the dryer is ringing and my son saw my feet under the laundry room door. I think he wants his crayon back. Have a safe trip and remember to leave your wet boots by the chimney and come in and dry off right by the fire so you don't catch a cold. Help yourself to cookies on the table, but don't eat too many or leave crumbs on the carpet. Yours always, Mum. P.S. One more thing. You can cancel all my requests if you can keep my children young enough to still believe in Santa. I think that relates to so many parents the whole way through, especially believing in Santa. It really is the magic of Santa that helps create the Christmas spirit out there. Right then, this is me done for the episode. There won't be a weekly show next Monday, but the daily 1 minute motivators will continue to try and help kickstart your day best they can. And as I said in the Monday episode, yes, 2020 has overall been a year to forget for so many people. But as Eminem once said, every moment is another chance. And that, my friend, is no different for you. This is still the perfect time to get yourself ready for the next year. 2021 is still fast approaching, and while a beginning, it probably still won't feel much different to the year you're leaving behind. But 2021 is the year for you to stop ignoring whatever problem you have, eliminate the pain, stop the procrastination, and start to make a change. You only do have one life. Can you just enjoy it, please, while you're on the planet? My calendar is in the usual place, ldlcall.com, and I'll be awaiting to talk to you. Remember, the time is now. Start the journey to level up in your life. And you know, if you listen to this after Christmas, I hope you had a good one. But if you are, I hope you have a great Christmas, happy holidays, and well, if you haven't, I hope you had a peaceful and happy time. Have a great week. Book your slot on the LDL calendar, ldlcall.com. Let's speak soon. Let's get moving. Let's start to level up.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation. 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 Motivation.